Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, both Billy Kelleher and Jim Gavin have arrived at Leinster House, where the voting is due to get underway to select the Fianna Fáil candidate for the presidency. Our Barry Lenehan is standing by, but first we're going to listen to what both men had to say to reporters as they walked in, starting with Billy Kelleher.
So I'm looking forward to the meeting, the debate, and finally the vote.
Billy, if you win, is Micheál Martin's position tenable? Because it means a large cohort of the parliamentary party did not support him in the candidate that he put forward.
This was never really about anything other than, I think, the process of how we select candidates. Micheál Martin took a view as leader. He's entitled to take that view. And certainly from my perspective, I just wanted to get into the field, to debate the issues, to discuss the issues with colleagues. And we will finally be doing that today in a formal parliamentary setting. But I think more broadly, you know, like when decisions are being made, the more people that are consulted, the broader the reach, well, then the better the standing that decision has.
Yeah, I've had a great 2 weeks of, you know, visiting the party parliamentary members, opening that letter to the country, got great energy. And I'm just looking forward this morning to putting my view towards the party. And I think competition is really good. And I hope to talk to you afterwards, so thank you.
Jim, what's your pitch to the membership?
Yeah, what do you say to people who say they don't know anything about you?
He speaks. Barry, he speaks, and he spoke to you on the way in there. That's Jim Gavin. But he hadn't much to say. He promised, or he said he would probably speak to reporters afterwards, did he?
That's it. He intimated Jim Gavin, the former Dublin football manager, of course, now involved with the Irish Aviation Authority, that he will speak afterwards. Should he be successful, Fianna Fáil top brass really keeping any plans for any media unveiling of his potential candidature under wraps for fear perhaps of counting their chickens before they hatch. But he has intimated Jim Gavin that he will speak should he be successful afterwards. And that perhaps will be a key moment in this campaign. This vote, Fianna Fáil TDs, MEPs, senators heading into it, making their way in front of me up to the fifth floor of Leinster House as I speak. A key vote. Remember, Fianna Fáil has won every presidential election it has contested, bar one, that being 1990, in the success of Mary Robinson. So, whom emerges victorious here today, perhaps will be the front runner. And Jim Gavin, he will be questioned, no doubt, about what his vision will be for the presidency, should he be successful, but also potentially about the numbers here. Remember what we were saying earlier on, that anything potentially between 25 and 30 votes for Billy Kelleher, what message that would send, A, about Jim Gavin's potential candidature, and B, what message it would send to the leadership of Fianna Fáil, given their gung-ho backing for Mr. Gavin up until now.
So what did you read into what Kelleher was saying there? Did you get the sense that he's saying to us, this is not really about me wanting to be the Fianna Fáil presidential candidate, this was about how the selection process was done?
That's it. And Micheál Martin himself even said, speaking in Cathair Sáidhín the week before last, how Billy Kelleher had approached him recently and expressed no presidential aspirations whatsoever, and indeed had asked Micheál Martin to run. So really, Mr. Kelleher and his supporters, they have been saying over the past 2 weeks that really they were filling a vacuum. It had been said to me by senior Fianna Fáil sources that the plan was always to come here today to the parliamentary party with one preferred candidate, essentially a fait accompli. There'd be little communication, it has been alleged, by the Fianna Fáil grassroots from the party leadership about their plans here. And Mr. Kelleher, seeing that vacuum, the very experienced MEP, over 30 years experience, obviously seeing that, sensed an opportunity, and perhaps sensed an opportunity to send a message to Micheál Martin as well, and to the leadership about the direction of their party.
So the voting gets underway in just over 20 minutes time, Barry, and still we're expecting this result around lunchtime, is that right?
Between 1 and 2 o'clock. Now, there is one potential twist here. Some ministers, I believe, are absent, and two names mentioned to me whom are absent would have been chalked down as Billy Kelleher supporters. Their votes perhaps would have to be done by proxy through the whip, Mary Butler. So would that mean they will still be in the Kelleher camp, or will it be voting in line with the leadership's wish of voting for Jim Gavin? So that's a potential twist. But we are expecting a result between 1 and 2 o'clock. o'clock, and really then in the afternoon to hear from the candidates as really the race for the Áras intensifies. And of course, everyone else, Catherine Connolly will be watching on, particularly Fine Gael and Heather Humphreys. They'll be watching on as the key play here in how this contest might go in 6 weeks is whom might finish ahead in that private battle between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil going into the final week of the campaign, and whether they can ultimately finish ahead of what might emerge from the left of field, or indeed any independents through the centre.
All right, Barry, we'll stay in touch with you there at Leinster House. That's Barry Lennon.